the council voted 7-3 against a motion by State Fish and Game Commissioner Denby Lloyd to review the merger plans. In December, Maruja and Nichiro announced their intentions to join forces as Maruja Nichiro Holdings Incorporated. The deal would combine Japan's largest and third largest seafood companies into the country's fifth largest food company. The Fish and Game Department's Earl Krieger is the alternate for Lloyd's seat on the North Pacific Council. He says the scale of the merger and its impact on Alaskan fisheries makes it something that the council should look at more closely.
The merger between Maruja and Nichiro is a concern because many of the processing plants and the ownerships of even some of the mothership vessels is wrapped up in the two corporations.
The deal would put three of the largest seafood processing companies in Alaska under a single owner. Krieger worries that if Maruja Nichiro were to consolidate its pollock and crab operations at the larger Alyeska Seafoods and Westward Seafoods plants in Unalaska and close the Peter Pan Seafoods plant in the smaller community of King Cove, it could have a devastating impact on that town's economy.
If pollock or the crab resources that were landed in King Cove get transferred over to one of the plants in Dutch Harbor, well, that's good for Dutch. It's jobs and significant funding that supports the infrastructure in King Cove that disappears. And so there are community-type issues that are certainly important to the state of Alaska.
There are also concerns about what the consolidation would mean to federal programs like crab rationalization, which set caps on how much processing quota a single company can control, and what it would do to the prices fishermen receive for their goods. Nevertheless, the North Pacific Council voted against Fish and Game's motion. The Federal Trade Commission and the U.S. Justice Department are already looking at the Maruja Nichiro deal, as they do with all large corporate mergers. And the Council Executive Director, Chris Oliver, says that any further investigation by the Council would be redundant. Besides, he says, the Council doesn't have access to the kind of confidential corporate information that the FTC and Justice can get. Maruja and Nichiro expect to finalize the deal in October. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.